At the moment, we've got, at last count, about 45 properties in quarantine in the central west region alone, which equates to about 150,000 sheep. So it's fairly significant. We've also seen it in sale yards across the region on a regular basis in the last few months. So quite concerning.
What are you doing? You've mentioned quarantine, so you're shutting down trade.
Yeah, foot rot is a notifiable disease in New South Wales. So anybody who suspects that there might be foot rot on a farm, whether that's the producer themselves, an agent, a vet, anybody who's dealing with the stock or has any suspicion is legally obliged to notify local land services. And we go in, we do quarantine the property and help them write a plan to clean it up. That's done with full consultation with the property owner and taking into account their aims. You know, if they want to fatten stock, they can do that and then sell them. If they want to retain breeding stock, they can. And we try and clean them up and we let them out of quarantine when we're satisfied that there's no foot rot left on the property, which can take a considerable period of time in some cases.
How does foot rot typically spread from property to property?
Well, typically it doesn't live in the environment well, so it'll only last in the environment for about 4 days, and so it really does spread in sheep's feet. So the sheep harbours it. Usually it doesn't just spread to the next sheep. It needs a spread period where the temperature's right, there's considerable pasture growth, and the susceptible sheep have wet feet that allows penetration of the bacteria. But we're finding that at the moment that's not the case, and it's popping up on farms even with the dry conditions. The other thing that we're seeing at the moment is that traditionally in the 80s and the 90s, when foot rot was everywhere, it would bring sheep to their knees. It would make them really, really lame. What we're finding this time around is that the sheep aren't that lame. So it's caught quite a number of producers unawares. They've thought, oh, it might be a bit of abscess. Oh, it's nothing to worry about. And it is foot rot. So we really are urging everybody to keep a lookout. If there's any suspicion of lame sheep, you need to tell your district vet. We're pretty concerned what's going to happen come springtime when we might get a proper spread period. And we're worried cases are just going to escalate, so we need to get on top of them now.
Now, that's one way of getting on top of it, is to build your landholder awareness and get people really solidly checking their sheep. But what are you doing to investigate why it seems to be spreading in a season when the weather doesn't seem to be conducive to what you would expect from foot rot?
Well, look, we're trying to gather as much data as we can from the producers who have got it. At this stage, it does seem to have been brought on farms by risky sheep movements, so people who trade sheep are definitely more at risk. In other cases, it is a bit of a mystery as to how it's popped up. And we've been having regular conversations with other LLS regions and also DPI about what might be going on and why it's doing these strange things.
You're in the Central West Local Land Service area. You've said this seems to be a problem right across the state.
Yeah, so talking to the other regions, they've all experienced an increase in the foot rot prevalence. They've all got a higher number of cases than what they usually do at this time of the year. And it's definitely on their radars as a big resource drain and a worrying concern for their sheep industries. I think that Central West has actually got the most sheep in quarantine, the most farms affected. And again, we really don't know why, but we're just urging all producers to keep an eye on their flocks, ring their district vet if they're concerned, and just don't be fooled. Sometimes it doesn't smell as bad as it used to. It doesn't bring the sheep to their knees like it might have in the past. The symptoms can be quite mild, but it is virulent foot rot when we tip the sheep and we have a look at the lesions in their feet.
And the end result is the same. It's just as concerning, even if it doesn't present as strongly.
Yeah, that's right. It still causes the extreme underrunning and the loss of the sole of the feet when we tip them over and we have a good look at the feet. It just doesn't seem to be making them as pronounced sick or lame or as smelly as they used to be.